this is a difficult economic time, and I think we're seeing employers make a conscious choice to save money by cutting out their workers' comp.
Now, are they mandated to make these payments, or is this just something they can enroll in?
In the workers' comp, it's required. If you have your construction company, you have one or more employees, you have to have workers' comp. If you're a regular employer, non-construction, you have to have five or more employees to be required to have coverage.
Okay, so in 2009, you say there were 2,669 work-related injuries never reported by an employer or insurer. So far, we've already had 1,369. How do you find out about them if they're never reported?
What is required is every time there's an injury at work, an employer is required to submit an injury claim or a report of injury to the Division of Work Comp within 30 days. All right? So we don't know about them unless they report those first report of injuries to us. Now, when an employee reports to us, then we find out about the accident. We go back and see if the employer reported it to us. And if they don't, then that's the way we come up with those violations.
Well, if we look at the first 6 months of 2010 and all of 2009, we're running just about equally in terms of the non-reported injuries compared to last year.
Right. That seems not have changed much.
But still, almost 2,700 work-related injuries that aren't reported is a pretty healthy number, isn't it? That's some cause for concern.
Yes, I mean, again, at the other end of those claims is an individual who's been injured, has lost time from work for the most part, and is entitled to benefits from the employer.
What are the penalties for people who don't report?
For non-reporting, I'd have to get back with you on that. For non-compliance, I know the penalties. If there's a prosecution, it can be as much as $25,000. Typically, when we get a non-reporting claim, there can be a prosecution at the end, and I think it's $5,000. I'm fairly confident that's what the number is. But we try to work with the employers to make sure it's not a pattern of practice. So not every one of those 2,700 people is going to get a penalty out of the deal.
Yeah.
They're going to get a letter from us telling them they better improve their act. And it's not just the employers. It's sometimes the insurance companies or a third-party administrator that isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we follow up with them. And for the most part, they take care of those problems.
Well, let's face it, last year you had almost 2,700 injuries that weren't reported. There were only 80 cases or 100 cases that were referred to the Attorney General. So that means you got this resolved in most of these cases.
Right.
Give me some idea of some of the things you're doing to improve the reporting this year to cut down on this number.
Really, it's just been outreach. It's talking to employers. It's talking to those who have typically been problems in the past and saying, you know what, you need to do a better job of reporting to us. And for the most part, we've seen a lot of compliance in that area.
Your department's taking some steps, I guess, on the Internet and elsewhere to make it easier for those folks to file when they do have a problem.
You cut out there.
Yeah, I was going to say the department has taken some steps on the Internet and elsewhere to make it easier for folks to file these reports when necessary.
Yes, and we continue to improve our online presence. We're also making it easier for employees to check to see if they're covered or to report this type of misclassification or improper reporting.
How serious an injury does it have to be before they have to report? I mean, if somebody bangs their thumb with a hammer, is that serious enough to have to report something?
If there's any lost time, they have to report it. If you bang your thumb and you shake your finger and yell ouch and go back to work, you don't have to report it. If you bang your thumb and have to go get stitches, well, then you have to report it. because the person has left work, gone to the hospital, lost time, and that is required to be reported.
Ouch is not what I usually say when I bang myself. I admire your good taste here.
I imagine you're a censored.
Well, we are.
You're not going to get away with anything.
Yeah, we are being recorded, so I have to be kind of careful. So you're taking steps now to reduce this problem, but still we have had quite a few who've and again you touched on this because of the economy there are very many people.
And I got to apologize because I was talking a bit about non-compliance.
Yeah.
This is essentially it's non-reporting. When we find somebody who's not reporting and we've sent them a couple of letters, it's those people who are just consciously deciding, that we don't have to improve, we don't have to do better. And when it gets to that point, that's when we refer those cases.
And the ones who are not providing coverage are the big ones that you're really after here.
Those are the very, very big ones.
And those are probably the largest number of the 184 are the ones that simply aren't providing a service.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to touch base with you on this because when I saw the numbers, I thought, well, that's a significant increase, and there's got to be a reason. And you think it's just mostly because some of these folks are trying to cut financial corners because of the tight economy.
Well, yeah, and everybody is doing more with less these days, whether it's their office staff or the man out in the field producing something. You're trying to get your productivity to the highest point you can because economic times are tight. Well, you still have to get the essential job done, whether it's making a widget or reporting to the Division of Employment or to the Division of Workers' Comp a work-related injury. So it's required, and you can't cut that corner.